News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says the U.S. has been in a little skirmish with Iran in the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran has no chance. They never did. They know it. They express it to me when I talk to them. Then they get on television. They say how well they're doing. And they have no Navy, totally wiped out.
U.S. officials say the ceasefire is still holding. The president says going after Iran had to be done.
We would have had an Iran with a nuclear weapon, and maybe we wouldn't all be here right now. I can tell you the Middle East would have been gone, Israel would have been gone, and they would have trained their sights on Europe first and then us, because they're sick people.
So far, only two ships are known to have passed through the Strait of Hormuz. The United Arab Emirates says it came under attack by Iranian missiles and drones for a second straight day. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is scheduled to fill in today for White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who is on maternity leave. The AP's Julie Walker reports the Justice Department wants the names of the 2020 Fulton County election workers in Georgia.
A Democratic stronghold, President Trump has long accused of widespread voter fraud he says cost him victory against Joe Biden in the state. This follows the FBI's January seizure of ballots and documents from the county. Lawyers for the county filed a motion Monday to quash a grand jury subpoena requesting the information, arguing the subpoena is meant to target the Republican president's political opponents and is overly broad. Trump still insists the 2020 election was stolen, even though judges and his own attorney general concluded otherwise. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian authorities say Russian drones and missile strikes targeting the power grid have killed at least five people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky criticized Moscow for launching the attacks after Russia announced a temporary ceasefire for later this week. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising towards more records on Wall Street as a pullback in crude oil prices allowed investors to turn their attention to more solid profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is on track to top the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rose 254 points, that's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.8%. Brent crude fell more than 3% to about $110 a barrel. DuPont rallied more than 9%. The big chemical maker became the latest company to report better than expected profits for the first 3 months of the year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Police in St. Louis say a dispute between two men led to a fatal stabbing outside Busch Stadium hours after a St. Louis Cardinals game. The men were described as people contracted to clean up after baseball games. A suspect was interviewed by police. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.